Today, we're diving into the life and career of the remarkable American actress, Amy Madigan. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what you need to know. You'll learn 7 facts about Amy Madigan. Magnificent Madigan moments make mastering the material a must. Let's get right to it. Fact number 1. Amy Madigan transitioned from a successful singing career to acting in the 1980s. Before her acting breakthrough, she toured the United States as a vocalist with rock bands, then performed as a solo singer and pianist. That stage stamina and emotional expression later fed her screen presence. Test question. What career did Amy Madigan transition from in the 1980s? Correct answer, singing. Memory aid. From singing to screen, Amy's talents are keen. Moving on. Fact number 2. Her collaboration with her husband, Ed Harris, has been a significant and steady thread in her career. Think Pollock, where she portrayed Peggy Guggenheim, and Riders of the Purple Sage, which she co-produced and starred in. Their personal rapport deepens the on-screen authenticity. Test question. Who is Amy Madigan's frequent collaborator in her career? Correct answer, Ed Harris. Memory aid. Madigan and Harris, a duo that never embarrasses. All right, let's continue. Fact number 3. She won an Academy Award 40 years after her first nomination. This record-setting gap highlights her longevity and enduring craft, with the Oscar for Weapons arriving decades after her early nod for Twice in a Lifetime. Here's the takeaway. Staying power pays off. Test question. How many years after her first nomination did Amy Madigan win an Academy Award? Correct answer, 40 years. Memory aid. 40-year wait, but the Oscar was her fate. Next up, fact number 4. Amy Madigan's role as Sarah Weddington in Roe vs. Wade earned her a Golden Globe Award, plus an Emmy nomination. She brought precision and empathy to portraying the young lawyer who argued the landmark Supreme Court case. This is a prime example of her strength with real-life figures. Test question. What award did Amy Madigan win for her role in Roe vs. Wade? Correct answer, Golden Globe Award. Memory aid. In Roe vs. Wade, a Golden Globe was made. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 5. She is Catholic and a third-generation Irish-American. Those roots inform her perspective and choices. Think resilience, community, and a reflective moral lens that often shows up in the layered characters she chooses. Test question. What is Amy Madigan's religious background? Correct answer, Catholic. Memory aid, Irish roots and Catholic boots. On to the next one. Fact number 6. Madigan studied acting at the Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute. Method training there sharpened her emotional truth and character immersion, fueling performances from Field of Dreams to stage roles like Buried Child and A Streetcar Named Desire. Test question. Where did Amy Madigan study acting? Correct answer, Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute. Memory aid. Strasberg's stage set the acting gauge. All right, let's refocus. Fact number 7. She served on the Board of Trustees at Reed College starting in 2016. That service underscores her commitment to education and the arts, shaping strategy, and supporting future creatives and critical thinkers. Test question. In what year did Amy Madigan start serving on the Board of Trustees at Reed College? Correct answer, 2016. Memory aid. 16 was the year she joined Reed's board. Quick recap time, keep it going. Fact number 1. What career did Amy Madigan transition from in the 1980s? Correct answer, singing. Fact number 2. Who is Amy Madigan's frequent collaborator in her career? Correct answer, Ed Harris. Fact number 3. How many years after her first nomination did Amy Madigan win an Academy Award? Correct answer, 40 years. Fact number 4. What award did Amy Madigan win for her role in Roe vs. Wade? Correct answer, Golden Globe Award. Fact number 5. What is Amy Madigan's religious background? Correct answer, Catholic. Fact number 6. Where did Amy Madigan study acting? Correct answer, Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute. Fact number 7. In what year did Amy Madigan start serving on the Board of Trustees at Reed College? Correct answer, 2016. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.